Good morning, everyone. Welcome at church this morning. We miss all of you very much, and we are so looking forward to see you all again. We don't know when that's going to be, but yeah, we are missing you, and those who've been in contact with, it's been lovely. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. We would love to pray for you or just get in touch with you. So keep contact with us. But it's lovely to just have an opportunity this morning to just connect with you over the phone. And it's going well with the Kingwells. We are keeping positive. We do some activities. The kids started school this week. So the patience isn't always that high, but we are surviving. And we keep ourselves busy and also enjoying just the family time together. And I hope it's the same for all of you.
Thanks, lovey. It's wonderful to just have a bit of a different service this morning. So I really trust that you guys are excited for this morning again. I really want to just share with us this morning. I've asked all our leaders or some of our leaders to at least share the strategy for our grow process. And as all of you guys know, we've come up with an amazing strategy or vision or focus, whatever you want to call it, called grow. And I just want to share this morning that it's so important for us to really unify around what God has said to us. You know, unity comes by two things. The one thing is God himself. God himself brings unity. If you read Ephesians 4, the beginning of Ephesians chapter 4, it says that there must be unity of the Spirit, and God himself brings unity. The Father does, the Son does, through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. So God in the Trinity brings unity, and that is the primary reason why we gather together, is that around God himself as the unifying factor. But there's something else that is so important for us as a body of Christ, as a local church, for unity to be formed. And that is what's called a vision or a strategy or a focus or whatever you want to call it. But our focus this year, and I believe not only for this year, for the years to come, is around the whole thing of grow. And I really want to encourage you to enjoy this with us, to unify around the strategy, to buy into it. And we really believe it's what God has called us as a Shofar congregation here in Bloemfontein to embrace. So I want to just quickly share around the G of grow, because it's important that we each understand what is happening in this time of lockdown, because obviously it's a challenge. Church is looking very different at the moment, but we're embracing what God is doing at the moment. And so in terms of our unity and our focus for this time, it's important to still gather. And the first part of the grow is the G, and that's called gathering to Christ. And it's important that each one of us in our personal capacity still gathers around Christ and bring yourself to Christ, bring yourself to the Word of God, bring yourself into his presence. It's important that you don't neglect the gathering around Jesus Christ himself. But then it's important as a family that wherever you are, whether you're in a home as a natural family, or whether you're staying with friends, or whether you're however you gathering at the moment in your physical home, it's important to gather together around Christ. We can't gather as a church any longer, or for the next while, we don't know how long, but it's important still to bring yourself and your family together around the Word of God and around Christ. And we really want to encourage you and invite you to continue on a Sunday morning to make church a priority, to make the Word of God and the preaching and the messages that we send every week. We really want you to gather around that on a Sunday morning. So I really want to encourage you to do that gathering and to enjoy your times around the Word of God and in the presence of God. Amen. So I really want to encourage you to enjoy the rest of this sermon this morning, or the vision sharing, because I've asked a few of our other leaders to share. So I hope you enjoy the rest of this time, and I'll speak to you again at the end, and then we can end off and close in prayer. So enjoy the rest of these short clips from our leaders.
Good morning, church. This is Wes and Hales. We have the privilege this morning of talking about the relate part of the grow process. We just want to talk about what relating is, why this is important, and how we can implement it during this time of lockdown.
Thanks, my love. So relating is essentially just connecting with people. And at its roots, it's just loving people. Jesus said in John 13:35, "By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So if we have love for one another, all people will know that we are the disciples of Jesus. And that's exactly what we want to be. We want to be disciples of Jesus. We want to become Christ-like. So before lockdown, We used to connect love on people and relate to people by going to their houses, by having coffee with them, by just doing life together. But doing life together in a lockdown situation is completely different. Hales is just going to explain on a few ways that we've found really help to try and do life together in this situation.
So we still have connect groups running, either via phone call or WhatsApp or Zoom meetings. So please continue to just be involved in that way. But otherwise, what we found is giving somebody a phone call, just finding out how people are, where they are at, what the struggles are during this time of lockdown, what they're enjoying about it, and just asking if they have any prayer requests at this time and praying with them. But otherwise, just sending somebody a message or voice note, sending an email or giving them a phone call or a video call is really ways in which we have just caught up with people in the church during this time and really not felt so isolated and alone.
Yeah, so we really want to encourage you guys to, if you're not involved in a connect group, firstly, to get involved in a connect group. Connect groups are a great way to meet people. They're a great way to get support, and they're a great way to give support. They're just a great way to feel loved and to love on people. And then I also want to challenge and encourage you guys to maybe just get a little bit out of your comfort zone. Send a message or send a WhatsApp voice note to somebody that you've never sent a message to in this time. Somebody that maybe the Holy Spirit places on your heart. And in that way, we can just really grow our community and really feel loved and love on somebody else. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, church. I'm Peter Swart and this is Talita Swart. We were just asked by Alistair and Ains just to share a bit about the grow process, the O, obedience to the Spirit. And so, yeah, we just wanted to speak to you about the, especially the WhatsApp group, because that's how we see obeying the Spirit at the moment in the church, is through the prayer and intercession. We just wanted to speak about that WhatsApp group that we've put together, the Prayer Warriors. It's a 24-hour group that we're doing on a Tuesday and a Friday, and the people can sign up for hour slots. So we're starting at like 12 in the early mornings and then finishing at 23:59 in the late evening. And it's really been a blessing to us all. I can just really testify about the passion and the excitement that's coming out of that group, and the word that we're getting and the revelations that people are sharing. It's just amazing what's happening on that group.
Yeah, and I just want to encourage you guys to keep praying, not just on the prayer group, but also in your personal time. The more you pray, the better you get to learn to know the Lord's voice. It's like at first when you meet someone, you don't recognize their voice when they speak to you, but the more time you spend in someone's presence, you don't even have to see them, and when you hear them speak, you recognize their voice. And it's like that also with prayer. The more you spend time in the Lord's presence, the better you know His voice, and you start discerning when He's speaking to you and when He isn't. And it's like a conversation that we have with Him. It might sometimes feel to you like it's a monologue, but it really isn't. Once the Spirit starts speaking to you, then it does really become a conversation that you have with Him. Yeah, and again, just encourage you to not just pray on the prayer group, but in your personal time as well, to spend time with the Lord. And sometimes the message He gives us isn't really comfortable, and you might wonder if it's fitting or not, but I want to encourage you to listen to His voice, and if He says something, to respond to it and not just to feel that it's too uncomfortable and you're not going to do anything about it. Obey the Spirit. It's important.
Hello, everyone. We're here to talk about witness in our grow process, the W. So we would love to share what our thoughts are in this time. Our witness is going to look a bit different for us. So with regards to the grow process, we said initially our witness to the world should have a local focus, starting from Bloemfontein over into Kimberley, over into Lesotho and then Uganda, from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria until the end of the earth. But obviously we can't do that now. We've been locked down. And just to witness in Bloemfontein itself is a challenge at the moment. So what we would like to suggest in this time is that we do it a bit differently. So our witness in this time from the church's side, the one thing that we're doing is we want to care for the people within the church that might be affected negatively through COVID-19. So as many of you, hopefully all of you have seen this week, we send out application forms for people for support and also forms for people if they would like to contribute in some way. So please fill those out and send it back to us that we can see how much can we gather together to sow back into the church. Now you might think, why are we doing it for the people in the church? Now I'll read a scripture before I continue. Galatians 6 from verse 10. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Many scriptures in the Bible actually also speak about helping out the body first, helping up those who are in our family first. So that's why I would like to focus on that. We don't have unlimited funding, but we want to distribute what we can. And if there's left over, then we will sow that into the city where there's a food project, a food parcel project that people can benefit from. So we would like to witness in that way in this time. And on a personal level, witnessing will also look a bit different for us.
Yeah, so our witness of Jesus Christ in our homes, in this time, in our immediate environments is so important. We want to encourage all of you, allow the Lord to and soak yourself with his presence so that you can be a blessing and be Jesus in your house, for your family members, to the lady at the till. Allow the Lord to really use you in this time in different ways than you maybe you've been used to. It's not going to be for a week that you set yourself out on a mission and you're going to some kind of a different mode. It's going to be day to day, washing the dishes, being nice to the people around you, being patient. So we're praying for you for that grace. May the Lord really strengthen you. We love you and we miss you.
I really trust that you enjoyed the short clips that you've just watched around our grow process. We're really excited about it, and I really want to encourage you to grow in this time. That is the most important thing that God wants us to do in this time. No matter the challenges, no matter what's going to happen in the future and going forward, it's important for us every day to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ, to grow up into him, as Ephesians 4 says, to become like him, to become mature and solid and stable in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to pray for us this morning as we end off, and I trust that in the weeks and months to come, you will continue to be excited about our strategy around gathering to Christ, relating to people, obeying the Spirit, and witnessing to the world. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this amazing morning. Thank you for church this morning. No matter how it looks for each person, Lord, thank you that we can still gather around your word, Lord, gather to you. We can still relate to one another. We can still obey your Spirit. And we can still be a witness to the world around us. So I thank you for each one in our church. I thank you that you bless them, that you inspire them by your Spirit, and that you do mighty things in the weeks and months to come, despite this challenge, despite the fears and the anxieties in this world, Lord. I thank you that we are rooted and grounded in you, and that we can grow into you in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you again next week. Amen.
Bye, everyone.